The first passage we are going to read is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 37 to 39.
第一段经文记载在马太福音第十章37到39节。
First, in each passage, I'll read in English, and Ada will follow by Ada in Mandarin.
那 Kevin 先用英语读，我再用普通话读出。
Every passage.
It reads, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life and will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it."
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。 爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的，将要失去生命；失丧生命，为我失丧生命的，将要得着生命。The
second passage is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35.
第二段经文在约翰福音13章34到35节。
The Bible reads, "A new command I give you, love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The third passage comes from John Gospel, chapter 15, verse 8.
第三段经文呢，在约翰福音第十五章第八节。
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
The last passage is Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
第四段经文在马太福音28章18到20节。
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡事我吩咐你们的，就教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This morning, we are delighted that Reverend Sito will preach the sermon.
今天早上，司徒牧师会给我们证道。
The title he's going to preach is, "Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ?"
证道的题目是，你是耶稣基督的门徒吗？
I'll give you time for Reverend Sito.
So what does the word disciple mean? So I checked from the Bible dictionary. A disciple is basically the people of a teacher.
那么门徒究竟是什么意思呢? 我查了圣经字典,门徒的意思是一个老师的学生。
Since people often adopt the distinctive teaching of their masters, the word came to signify the adherence of a particular outlook in religion or philosophy.
因为学生经常继承他们老师的独家教导，然后门徒一词呢，经常是强调对某一宗教哲学的特别一个体系的一贯传承。In
the New Testament time, there are disciples of the Pharisees.
在新约时代呢，有法利赛人的门徒。The
followers of John the Baptist were known as his disciples.
那么施洗约翰的跟从者也被称为是他的门徒。
They practice prayer and fasting in accordance with his instruction.
他们根据施洗约翰的那个教导来进行祷告和禁食。
And some of them care for him in prison and saw to his burial.
那么他们其中有些人也在监狱里照顾他，也料理他的葬礼。
Jesus was popularly known as a teacher or rabbi.
那么耶稣基督呢是被大家广义的知道是一个老师或者犹太在是或者 rabbi 也是老师的意思。
And his followers were known as his disciples.
那么他的跟从者呢被称为他的门徒。
The word can be used of all who responds to his message.
这个词呢可以用在每个对他的教导做出回应的人的身上。
But he can also refer more narrowly to those who accompany him on his travels.
那么狭义的说呢，也是指的是在耶稣基督传道的旅途中伴随他的人。
And especially to the 12 disciples.
那么更加狭义的是指的是他的十二门徒。
I have also checked the Bible concordance.
那我也查了圣经的词条汇编。
The term disciple appears more than 250 times in English Bible, and in Chinese Bible, they appear more than 300 times. Most of them come from the Gospel and the Acts.
那在英文的圣经中呢，这个门徒这个词出现了250次之多。那么在中文的圣经中也出现了多过300次。大部分的时候呢，都是出现在四福音和使徒行传中。
From the word disciples and the content, I come up with some ideas about the disciples of Jesus.
那么从门徒的那些经文和内容中，我呢得出了几点关于门徒的思考。
So let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
I know many of you have taken the course of back to basic from Reverend Webb.
我知道你们中间很多人都跟 Webb 牧师学了回到起初回到基本这个课程。
Please raise your hand if you did.
如果你们参加请举手。
So I saw many hands raise up. Can you say that you are the disciple of Jesus after learning the course?
学了这个课程以后，你们能够说你们是主的门徒吗？
Yes or no?
是还是不是？
Okay. I also know some of you have taken the course of discipleship training from Reverend Scott Hsu.
那我们知道你们中间有些人呢也跟Scott 牧师学了门徒训练这门课程。
Please raise your hand if you did.
参加门徒训练课程的请举手。
Some of them. So can you also say that you are the disciple of Jesus after learning the course?
学了这个课程以后，你能够说你是主的门徒吗？
Yes. Or no?
是还是不是？
Okay. So I think it is a hard question to be answered.
这真的是很难回答的问题。
From what I study, I can draw three aspects.
从我学习的，我可以得出四点的四个方面，
三
个方面。
For sure, they are not exhaustive.
这三个方面并不全尽。
What Jesus wants his disciples should be.
关于耶稣对门徒的期望。
Jesus demands, commands, and commissions his disciples.
耶稣对他的门徒有要求、命令和使命。
For those who have followed will be Jesus' disciples.
那些跟从的被称为耶稣的门徒。
Let's see the first aspect from Matthew chapter 10, 37 to 39.
让我们看看第一个方面，马太福音十章37到39节。
So I also read it once, okay? So anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.And anyone does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的，将要失丧生命；为我失丧生命的，将要得着生命。
you probably will argue that Pastor Sito, there's none of the word disciple in these two verses in English.
你可能要说，司徒牧师在这段经文里并没有门徒这一词出现呀。
Yes, the content of the passage is about Jesus sending out his disciples for mission.
是的，这段经文呢是关于耶稣啊派遣他的门徒出去。
And he is teaching an encouragement to them before they are going out.
啊，出去之前他对他们的教导和鼓励。
The disciple is implicitly in the content.
那么这个门徒这一词是隐含在这段经文中的。
So in the Chinese Bible, just put the disciple in the translation.
那么在中文圣经中呢，就有门徒这一词了。
So I think from Luke 14, chapter 14 and verse 26 into 27.
那么在路加福音十四章二十六到二十七节里面呢
？The corresponding passage is much clearer.
啊，对应的这段经文就清楚一些。
So let me read to you.
我们来读。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
So you also might argue that why Jesus asked us to hate our parents, wife and children and our siblings.
那你也可能会说，为什么耶稣叫我们要恨自己的父母、弟兄、姊妹呢？
I have to say that is definitely not.
我必须说，并不是这样。
Jesus teaches us to love our parents, wife and children, and also our siblings.
耶稣是教我们要爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女和弟兄姊妹。
But in the relative sense, how much you love Jesus.
但在这个层面上，你有多爱耶稣基督呢？
Jesus demands you to love him more than your families.
耶稣要求你要爱他胜过爱自己的家人。
For example, if your family members is against you for believing in Jesus, what will you do?
比如说，如果家人反对你信耶稣的话，你将怎么样做呢？
If your family members is against you for serving God, what will you do?
如果家人反对你侍奉耶稣，那你将要怎么做呢？
It is a hard decision.
是非常难的决定。
It will test you how much you love Jesus.Or are you the disciple of Jesus?
这会试验你，你有多爱耶稣基督。
The second demand from Jesus is his disciples should take up his cross and follow him.
那么第二个要求是，你要背起十字架来跟随他。
You might say, what does it mean to take up the cross?
你可能要问，背起十字架是什么意思呢？
The cross at that time is a symbol of shame and humiliation.
啊，在那个时候，十字架是羞辱和是羞辱的象征。
Roman government used it not only as an instrument of torture and execution.
那么罗马政府用十字架不仅是一个刑具和处死的工具。
But also as a shameful ridicule reserved for the worst and lowest.
而且是对最低下的人的一种羞辱和嘲讽。
Take up the cross and follow Jesus means that you need to have the preparations to be ridiculed, persecuted, and suffer for admitting that you are Christians.
那么背起十字架来跟随耶稣，那么就意味着你要做好准备来被嘲讽、被迫害，而且呢，因为是承认是耶稣基督而受苦。
For example, if you are the first one in the family believing in Jesus,
啊，比如说，如果你在你的家庭里面是第一个信主的。
When you pray before meal, your parents or your siblings will question or ridicule you. What will you do?
在你在餐前用餐前祷告的时候，你的父母或者你的弟兄姊妹会弟兄姐妹会嘲笑你，你在做什么呢？
It's the same in school. Your peer will tease you and make fun of you. What will you do?
同样的事情也会在学校里，你的同伴会捉弄你，会取笑你，因为你做的事情。
In your workplace, you don't want to contribute to buy Lotto, Melbourne Cup, and they isolate you and see you as alien. What will you do?
在你的单位，如果你不参加买彩票或不参加赌马，那么他们会孤立你，视你为异端。那你将怎么做呢？
If you are working in a country that against Christians, what will you do?
你如果在一个反对耶稣反对基督教的国家工作，那你会怎么样呢？
Do you prepare to suffer for Christ?
你准备好为主受苦吗？
The third demand from Jesus is his disciples should sacrifice themselves, even their life for Jesus.
那么第三个要求耶稣的第三个要求是他的门徒要为他们要为主牺牲，甚至付出他们的生命。
You know, during the persecution,
你们知道在迫害中
，the Roman government asked all Christians if they denied their faith, they would be free and have no punishment.
罗马政府叫所有的基督徒。你们如果叫这些基督徒如果否定自己的信仰的话，他们就自由了，他们就不会受迫害。
But if they confess and insist on their faith in Jesus Christ, they would be executed.
如果他们承认是基督徒，而且坚持他们在耶稣基督的信仰，他们就会被处死。
In the life and death situation,
在这种生死关头
，Jesus demands his disciples to put their faith in him first.
耶稣基督要求他的门徒要把在他里面的信仰放在第一。
Even they will be persecuted and die.
甚至他们在他们要受迫害，甚至要死亡的情况下。
Can you do that?
你能做得到吗？
Just in last week, the pastor of all Evangelical Free Church had a sharing and prayer meeting.
就是在上个星期所有的那播道会的牧师们在一起有一个分享祷告会。
We had discussed about why it's so difficult to make disciples.
我们讨论了为什么训练主的门徒那么难呢？
My sharing is the personal commitment to Jesus.
我的分享是对主的委身。
Just like from Luke chapter 9:57-62.
就像路加福音九章五十七到六十二节所说的。
So I will read the three verses and then Ada read another three.
Okay.
As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me.But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father.
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead.But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁往后看的，不配进神的国。
Jesus demands 100% commitment.
耶稣要求的是百分之百的委身。
Your families, your possessions, and even your life.
你的家人，你的所有，甚至你的生命。
Can you commit all of you to Jesus?
你能把所有都交付给耶稣吗？
Jesus does not want a follower with half-hearted commitment.
耶稣基督 不需要一心二意的跟从者。
Okay, let's see the second aspect. What did Jesus command?
我们来看看第二个方面，耶稣基督的要求。
The first one from John chapter 13 and verses 34 to 35.
让我们来看看约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
A new command I give you, love one another. as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令, 乃是叫你们彼此相爱。 我怎样爱你们, 你们也要怎样相爱。 你们若有彼此相爱的心, 众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
Do you love one another?
你们彼此相爱吗?
In this church, can you say to your fellow Christians who sit next to you, brother or sisters, I love you and embrace each other?
在这次崇拜中, 你们能够对, 啊, 坐在旁边的弟兄姊妹, 啊, 说, 啊, 弟兄姊妹, 我爱你, 然后能够彼此拥抱吗?
Let's do it now, okay? Can you? Yes, I know you can do that.
我知道你们可以这样。
But this is only a superficial gesture.
但这只是表面做的行为。
We need to love one another from our hearts.
我们得要从心里来彼此相爱。
This can be shown in our daily life.
这个我们可以在日常生活中, 啊, 表现出来。
Do you know among us, anyone is sick, anyone is unemployed, and anyone encounters difficulties?
你们知道在我们中间中有生病的肢体, 有失业的, 还有遇到困难的肢体吗?
I'm not saying you should be nosy.
我并不是说要你们多管闲事。
But making a phone call or sending an email to show your care and love is not a difficult task, right?
但是如果打一个电话, 发个email, 并不是很难的事情。
Make sure you will not say more than the fact when you share with other brothers and sisters, only when it is necessary.
啊, 除非有, 但是呢, 除非有必要, 对, 呃, 跟别的弟兄姊妹分享的时候呢, 不要说超过事实以外的话。
No one knows we are the disciple of Jesus if we don't show that we love one another.
啊, 如果我们不, 如果我们, 我们不彼此相爱的话呢, 没有人会知道我们是耶稣的门徒。
Jesus demands us to love one another.
耶稣基督要求我们彼此相爱。
And this love in the context is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4-8.
那么这个相爱的上下文我们可以在, 呃, 哥林多前书第13章4-8节找出来。
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。 爱是不嫉妒, 爱是不自夸, 不张狂, 不做害羞的事, 不求自己的益处, 不轻易发怒, 不计算人的恶, 不喜欢不义, 只喜欢真理, 凡事包容, 凡事相信, 凡事盼望, 凡事忍耐, 爱是永不止息。
I can say as your pastor, I love you all.
作为你们的牧师, 我可以说, 我爱你们。
But do you love me?
但是你们爱我吗?
So the second command is from John chapter 15 and verses 8.
第二个命令, 呃, 在, 记载在约翰福音15章8节。
This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple.
你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀, 你们也就是我的门徒了。
Jesus shares about the vine and the branches in John chapter 15.
耶稣基督呢, 在约翰福音第15章, 跟我们, 呃, 分享了, 关于葡萄树和枝子的事情。
If we are truly the disciples of Jesus, we need to have a life that is in Jesus and also Jesus in us.
如果我们真是主的门徒的话, 我们就要过在主里面的生活, 耶稣也在我们里面。
That means our life has been changed and with the Holy Spirit indwelt in us.
那就意味着我们的生活被改变，圣灵住在我们里面。
And our characters have been conformed to what Jesus demanded.
那我们的品行也会因为也会改变有耶稣命令我们要我们行的样式。
And have the fruit of the Spirit.
然后我们会有圣灵的果子。
That is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
那就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Then in our life we can bear much fruit. That means we can lead more people to Jesus.
那我们在我们的生活中就能够有多结果子，那么意思就是带人信主。
This is the mandatory.
这是必须的。
Don't just come to the church and then go home full stop.
不要只是来教会回家就完了。
Jesus commands every disciple to bear much fruit.
耶稣基督命令每一个门徒都要多结果子。
In order to glorify God.
为要荣耀主。
So you are commanded to go and share your faith to your families, relatives, friends, and colleagues.
所以你被要求要去跟你的家人、亲戚、朋友、你的同事来分享福音。
And bring them to Christ.
来带他们归主。
If you are the disciple of Jesus.
如果你们是主的门徒。
So let's see the third aspect of the disciple of Jesus.
让我们来看看第三个方面，做主的门徒。
It's from Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20.
是从马太福音28:18-20节。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I think most of you know this is the great commission from Jesus.
我想你们大部分人都知道这是耶稣的大使命。
The Great Commission applies to every disciple of Jesus.
大使命呢要是落在我们每一个门徒的身上。
In its content, on the one hand, all disciples of Jesus needs to go and make disciples of all nations.
在大使命里面，一方面，所有耶稣基督所有的门徒都要去使万民做他的门徒。
That means, we all have the obligation to go and share the gospel to people and lead them to Jesus and make them to be the disciple of Jesus.
那么他的意思就是我们都有义务要出去跟人分享福音，带他们归主，使他们做主的门徒。
On the other hand, the content shows what the disciple will be in the process.
另外一方面，这个使命也告诉我们在这个过程中门徒需要做什么。
The disciple of Jesus need to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这个门徒们需要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
The disciple of Jesus need to learn everything that Jesus has commanded.
那么耶稣的门徒需要做需要学习耶稣基督教我们做的一切事情。
That is put Jesus first in their life when making decisions.
那么就是把耶稣放在生命里的第一位。
Have psychological preparation to suffer for being a Christian, even sacrifice for Jesus.
要做好心理准备，为主受苦，甚至献出生命。
The disciple of Jesus need to obey everything that Jesus have commanded.
门徒也需要遵行耶稣基督要我们做的一切事情。
So that is love one another and leading people to have faith in Jesus.
就是彼此相爱。也要引人归主。
And finally, the disciple of Jesus needs to go and make disciples of all nations.
最后，耶稣的基督也需要走出去，使万民做他的门徒。
How much you have learned from the Bible?
你们在圣经里学习到了多少呢？
And how much you do in your life to obey Jesus' command?
在你们的生活中，我们又有多少事是因为是因耶稣基督的命令而行的呢？
If you are the disciple of Jesus,
你们如果是耶稣的门徒的话。
So lastly,
最后，
the word disciples is not found outside the Gospels and Acts.
门徒这个词都是在福音中、福音书中和使徒行传里面出现。
Another New Testament writers used a variety of terms.
那么其他新约的作者们用一系列不同的名词。
They use believers, saints, brothers.
他们用相信的人、圣徒和弟兄。
To express more fully the characteristics of discipleship after Easter.
那更加充分的表现呢，在耶稣复活以后门徒的一些特征。
But the meaning of these various terms is the same.
但这些不同的名字其实的意思是一样。
You just heard what I share about the three aspects of disciple of Jesus.
你们刚刚听到了我分享的关于耶稣门徒的三个方面。
Jesus demands, commands, and commissions his disciples.
耶稣对门徒 要求、命令和使命。
Let's reflect what status we are at this moment.
让我们来思想，在这个时刻，我们是在什么样的位置呢？
I want you to think about yourselves.
我想你们来思想关于自己。
Are you willing to put Jesus first above your families, yourself, and your life?
你们愿意把耶稣基督放在你们的家人、自己和生命之上吗？
Do you really love one another?
你们真的彼此相爱吗？
Do you bear witness for Jesus and bring people to Jesus?
你们在为主做见证，引人信主吗？
Do you go out of the church even to country town overseas to make disciples of Jesus?
你们在走出教会，走到乡镇，甚至海外，来使万民做耶稣基督的门徒吗？
Baptizing them and teach them to obey what Jesus commands.
你们在为他们洗礼，教导他们耶稣基督的要求和命令吗？
No one can say you are the disciple of Jesus or not.
没有人可以说你是否耶稣基督的门徒。
Only you.Yourself can say that you are the disciple of Jesus.
就你们自己可以说我是否耶稣基督的门徒。
Just discern your heart and mind.
探查你的头脑，你的内心。
How much you have committed yourself to Jesus?
你有在多大程度上向耶稣委身呢？
At this moment, will you want to commit yourself to Jesus wholeheartedly?
此时此刻，你是否想，是否准备全心的向耶稣委身呢？
I hope you do.
我希望你们准备好了。
Do you love one another?
你们彼此相爱吗？
If you have hold grudge against someone here,
你们如果在这里跟其他人，如果心里有怨气的，
Will you forgive them or say sorry to them after the service?
在崇拜完了以后，你们能原谅他们，或者对他们说对不起吗？
Jesus teach us to love.
耶稣基督教我们去爱。
Even our enemies.
甚至爱我们的敌人。
We are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姊妹。
We should love one another.
我们应该彼此相爱。
Will you go and share the gospel to others?
你们能走出去跟别人分享福音吗？
I pray that you will.
我真是祈祷我们能够。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
please help us to commit ourselves to you.
求你帮我们向你委身。
To be your true disciples.
做你真正的门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
听耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.